Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for August 2021. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organized as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose, without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on Track 15. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Mudgee Arts Precinct, opening this month. Track 5, From the General Manager. Track 6, Jenny Blackman Dog Park, opening soon. Track 7, What You Can Do to Save Water in Your Household. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Water Fill Station, Register for Access. Track 10, Young Entrepreneurs Summit, New Date. Track 11, Local Government Election Day, 4th of September. Track 12, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 13, Events Calendar, August to September. Track 14, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 15, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for August 2021. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Mudgee Arts Precinct, opening this month. Mudgee Arts Precinct will officially open its doors to the public on Saturday the 7th of August. Mudgee Arts Precinct is a state-of-the-art, purpose-built gallery, bringing together artists and the community. In addition to important gallery spaces, the precinct will be the new home of Mudgee Region Tourism, provide community rooms for meetings and workshops, acting as a hub to promote, nurture and facilitate participation in art, creativity and cultural activities. The official opening coincides with the inaugural exhibition by Mudgee-born artist and Archibald Prize winner Guido Maestri, Guido Maestri. The opening exhibition, Stories from Homedale, is a series of landscapes painted by Maestri whilst in the Midwestern region. The Mudgee Arts Precinct will officially open to the public at 9 a.m. on Saturday the 7th of August. Mudgee Arts Precinct is proudly funded by the Australian Government and the New South Wales Government's Regional Cultural Fund in association with Midwestern Regional Council. The numbers, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, opening hours of the Mudgee Arts Precinct. 691,000 number of visitors to the region annually. $8.4 million total cost of the project, with grant funding from the New South Wales and Australian governments. The new Mudgee Arts Precinct is pictured above, and the new artwork by local artist Guido Maestri, titled Return to Berkeley's Creek 2021, is shown below. Track 5, heading From the General Manager. Local government elections will be held on Saturday the 4th of September, when the community will select 9 councillors to be their representatives for the next term. The last meeting of the current council will be held on Wednesday, the 4th of August. I know a lot of residents will share my excitement in seeing the Mudgee Arts Precinct open its doors to the public this month. It has been fantastic to see this facility grow. First, with the gifting of the original Kajigong Shire building back to council from the New South Wales government, to the subsequent construction of the adjoining gallery spaces. Information about the opening can be found on Council's Facebook page. Council hosted a variety of school holiday and plastic-free July activities last month. These events were very popular and well attended. Council regularly hosts school holiday activities. Check Council's Facebook page for details. There's a head and shoulders photo of the General Manager, Brad Cam. Track 6, heading Jenny Blackman Dog Park opening soon. New off-leash dog park opening soon. Located between Glen Willow Suspension Bridge and Stadium, the new Jenny Blackman Dog Park is expected to open this month. The off-leash park was named in honour of Mudgee woman Jenny Blackman, who was an avid dog lover, a well-known and inspirational resident. Community feedback and ideas were incorporated into the design that includes designated combined small and large paws areas, bins including dog waste bags, airlock-style entrance and exit gates, landscaping, seating, shelter and drinking station for dogs. The former park on Pitts Lane will soon be closed in preparation for future Glen Willow stages. There is a large photo showing Mayor Des Kennedy and Council's General Manager Brad Cam with Judy and Phil Blackman and family at the unveiling of the park's plaque recently. Inset is a headshot of Jenny Blackman. There are also two dogs in the picture, one posed with front paws on the top of the plaque. Track 7, heading What You Can Do to Save Water in Your Household. Whilst water restrictions have been lifted across the region, it's important to continue water-saving practices. There are a number of things you can do to save water in your household. Over coming months, community news will feature water-saving tips for areas of your home, including the bathroom, laundry, and garden. This month, in your kitchen. 1. Pre-rinsing dishes wastes water. Instead of rinsing your dishes before loading them into the dishwasher or sink, scrape the excess food into the bin. Pre-rinsing dishes can double your water use. 2. Plug the sink or use a bowl when you're washing vegetables. Running taps contribute to water waste. Running the tap to rinse fresh produce can use up to 10 litres of water per minute. Avoid unnecessary waste by putting a plug in the sink or using a bowl when cleaning fruit and veg. The water you collect can be used on your garden. 3. Fill your dishwasher before using it. Running your dishwasher with only half a load effectively doubles your water use. Waiting till it's full and using the eco option are the best ways to maximise its water efficiency. There is a small photo of a well-stacked dishwasher in a home kitchen. Track 8. Heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. August Town Hall Cinema. The Mudgee Town Hall Cinema will open its doors on the 6th, 7th and 8th of August for screenings of Spirit Untamed, rated G, and Dream Horse, rated PG. Tickets online at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior. $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Sign in at Council facilities. In addition to mask wearing, it is now also mandatory that anyone visiting a Council facility must sign in through the Service New South Wales QR code. QR codes are located at all building entrances. For the most up-to-date information, as well as COVID-19 health orders, visit the New South Wales Government website at nsw.gov.au. DA applications online. All development applications must now be lodged online via the New South Wales Planning Portal, that is, planningportal.nsw.gov.au, and not directly with Council, following a mandate by the New South Wales Government. Council has a dedicated planning kiosk at the Mudgee Customer Service Centre, where customers can lodge an application with the assistance of staff. More information at yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Chess Club for Adults. A chess club for adults will now be held each month at Mudgee Library following the huge popularity of the Junior Chess Club. The club will meet on the third Thursday of the month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Mudgee Library. All skill levels are welcome. Bookings are essential at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Fly Pelican resumes daily flights. Fly Pelican will be resuming a daily flight between Sydney and Mudgee 6 days a week in September. Council invests in this important service to ensure it is readily available to residents of the Midwestern region. Residents are encouraged to consider using this service when possible to ensure the continuation of regular flights between Sydney and Mudgee. To book, visit flypelican.com.au. NAIDOC Week celebrations. Unfortunately, due to the current public health orders, Council, in conjunction with Mudgee Local Aboriginal Land Council, have rescheduled National NAIDOC Week activities to October and CANDOS events in conjunction with the CANDOS Debi Nation to later in the year. More details will be provided closer to the date. Off-leash dog parks. There are three off-leash dog parks in our region, located in Mudgee at Glen Willow, Gulgong at People's Park, and Rylestone behind the Rylestone Showground. These parks are designated areas for dogs to run and roam without a leash under supervision. If you'd prefer to walk your dog in one of the region's many parks, please remember it must be on a lead at all times, otherwise you could face an on-the-spot fine of $330. Track 9, heading Waterfill Station, register for access. To improve emergency water access for rural residents, Council is upgrading rural water filling stations in Mudgee, Gulgong and Rylestone. Due to be completed soon, these new filling stations will provide more ensured emergency potable water access for rural residents, faster flow rates and reduced fill times. The new water fill stations have an outlet of either 25 mm per existing or a larger outlet of 50 mm for higher flow rates. From the 16th of August, rural residents can only access the water fill stations by registering with Council. Registration is free to rural residents. Simply fill in the online format midwestern.nsw.gov.au/rural-water-fill or complete a form provided in the July rates notice. Once registered, residents with email will have access via the Smart City Control app, which is app.smartcitycontrol.com.au, and those without email will receive a swipe card. To learn more, visit Council's website or contact Council's customer service team on 6378 2850. Pictured at right is water gushing from a pipe into the river. Track 10, heading Young Entrepreneurs Summit, new date. The Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit has been postponed from August until Thursday the 21st of October due to the Sydney lockdown. The council-coordinated event brings together some of Australia's most successful entrepreneurs, including the block favourites and professional renovators Kyle and Cara Pictured, co-creator of one of Australia's biggest swimwear brands, Budgie Smuggler, Adam Linforth, founding partner of agribusiness Straight to the Source, Tonya Barr, and more. Tickets and event information at youngentrepreneurssummit.com.au. Kyle and Kara from the block are shown at left. Track 11, heading, Local Government Election Day, 4th of September. Local government elections will be held on Saturday the 4th of September from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. 9 councillors elected by the community will make up Midwestern Regional Council. These councillors determine the direction of the organisation for the next term. The operational management is led by the General Manager and supported by 3 directors responsible for operations, development and community, as well as a Chief Financial Officer and Executive Manager of Human Resources. A mayor is elected by the councillors at the first meeting of the new council, scheduled for Wednesday the 22nd of September. Pre-poll voting opens on Monday the 23rd of August and will close on Friday the 3rd of September. Voting is compulsory. Visit the New South Wales Electoral Commission at elections.nsw.gov.au to check your enrolment and nearest polling location. One of the new council's first acts of business will be signing off on the new community plan, a collective vision and roadmap for the future. The photo shows a polling booth with several people voting. Track 12, heading, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. The Mudgee Regional Sale Yards is a community facility owned and maintained by council. Located at 61 Abattoirs Road, Mudgee, up to 35 sales are held at the yards each year. Cattle sales are held fortnightly on a Wednesday from 8:30 a.m., followed by sheep and lamb sales at 11:30 a.m. Store cattle sales are held on the last Thursday of the month from 1:30 p.m. A canteen runs every sale and there is 24/7 truck wash available. All sale yards inquiries should be directed to the sale yards supervisor on 6378 2750. That's the sale yards supervisor on 6378 2750. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to employment on Council's website. Invest. Local businesses can now access free courses on digital marketing, customer service, essential business planning and more through mudgeeregionbusiness.com.au. Developed and funded by Council, the site is part of a series of initiatives to support local business through COVID-19. To register, visit mudgeeregionbusiness.com.au. Visit. Now more than ever, it is important to shop local and support small business. Buying and spending locally helps keep the region's small businesses going and locals employed. There are currently 950 small businesses registered in the Midwestern region that employ less than 19 employees and 1,624 businesses that are owner-operated. Track 13, heading, Events Calendar, August and September. Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit, new date 21st of October at Parklands Resort. Learn valuable insights from some of Australia's most successful entrepreneurs. 7th of August, public opening of Mudgee Arts Precinct, 90 Market Street, Mudgee. See the inaugural exhibition by Mudgee-born artist and Archibald winner Guido Maestri. 21st to 22nd of August, Mudgee Readers Festival at various venues. After a pandemic-enforced hiatus, Mudgee Readers Festival is back. Visit mudgeereaders.com to learn more. 22nd of August, Mudgee Running Festival. The Mudgee Running Festival will include 4 courses. More information at mudgeerunningfestival.com.au. 4th of September, local government elections at various venues. Visit the New South Wales Electoral Commission online to check your enrolment and find your nearest polling location. 22nd of September, Midwestern Regional Council Meeting, Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee, from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on COVID-19 health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 14, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address 86 Market Street or P.O. Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1-300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for August 2021. However, there's still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 15, heading A Story. Title, Shocking Display. My friend, who's a nurse in an emergency department, was telling me about a patient who arrived with a gash in his head. Apparently the man was a farmer, and he and his son were working in a field when he'd felt a stone in his boot. He's tried to shake his foot to work the stone out, but finding it difficult to keep his balance, he decided to hold on to a fence pole. The son, looking up from what he was doing, noticed his father standing on one leg, shaking vigorously, and thought he was holding on to the electrified fence. Grasping a large stick, the son whacked his dad to break his hold on the fence, causing the injury to his head. Stitches were required to mend the wound, although I'm not sure if the father and son's relationship is mended yet. Story submitted by Wesley Lewis on Reader's Digest Australia's Jokes website. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.